Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
Looks like our next guest is here.
Yes, indeed. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on here.
Absolutely. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Ethan Foy. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I founded a tech startup called Life Points.
Okay.
Very simply put, what it is we're the app that lets you earn rewards for all of your healthy lifestyle decisions. And we're focusing, or I guess you could say we're starting in the fitness industry.
Okay.
So
okay.
You go to the gym, it tracks how long you spend there, and then you earn life points, and then those points can be used to purchase rewards from local health-oriented businesses.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So kind of creating that positive feedback loop of going to the gym, getting healthy rewards, maybe that entices you to go to the gym more.
Sure.
And stay down that path.
Sure. And the rewards that you get fit along with your goals that you already have in the in going to the gym and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're based in the Niagara region, which is in Canada. We're released a beta in that just that region. And one of our partners would be Popeye's Supplements. So it's a supplement store. So, you know, these are things that you need or that would supplement you going to the gym.
Okay.
But I did say, you know, we want to reward you for all of your healthy lifestyle decisions. So looking to the future, what we plan to do is to reward you for things, say, like taking public transit or carpooling with friends. And all of these things that kind of make or create a good impact for the world.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So from a behind-the-scenes standpoint, how does this work for the company? How do you make this work in a way that keeps the company going?
How do we make money?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily that, but how do you, like, people do things, you give them points, they use those points in a place.
Okay, yeah, how, yeah.
Where...
I see what you mean. It seems like a one-way street.
Yeah.
On the other side of it, imagine you're a partnered business, right?
Okay.
You want to come onto the platform, and you're offering rewards to people. And if you compare this to a loyalty rewards program, you'd say, well, they're not spending money in my store. Why am I rewarding them?
Right.
Which is something that we're trying to almost pioneer this new way of rewarding people, this experience-driven rewards model, right? And there was actually a study done by another app company on rewarding people versus presenting them with banner ads. And what they found was that if I reward you for even something as simple as sending an email, if I reward you for that, I come into that exact moment and give you a discount, your purchase intent goes up 14-fold.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you get a 10% increase in brand favorability, a 14% increase in brand respect, because it's like, hey, thank you for that.
Right.
Compared to banner ads.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
It's not as though we're asking you join our platform and create this, you know, put more money into this by, you know, giving out rewards to our users. It's like redirect your advertising efforts to this, because this is going to drive people to come into your store.
Right.
It's going to increase your brand
Because
I already favored the store for giving me something free.
Right.
So I'm just going to go there anyway now.
Yeah.
Okay. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I understand why the companies would get on board.
Yeah.
That was obviously there was why are they going
to
give you
and
things for things that aren't. But yeah, it's. Think of it as from a marketing perspective. If they're 14 times more likely to buy, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, and if you compare it to the classic loyalty rewards model, right? If you actually think about that model, it's kind of broken. You're spending money to save money.
Right.
And
right.
What that's actually led to is in Canada in 2016, there was $16 billion worth of unredeemed points. Left dormant there, right? People collect it, but what's really the incentivizer to go and redeem those points? You got to spend money still, right? So we're breaking that vicious cycle, and we are linearizing it, but we're trying to find a way to bring value to that model.
Right.
Sure. You get that discount in the end for a thing that you likely were interested in, but it's the thing that you get the discount on, not the thing that you were going to buy to get the points that you then maybe never redeem.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's and so, so it's the real world, your activities in the real world that give you the points that then you redeem to get the thing that you wanted.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
And you could think of it in a more, I guess, in a deep way. And how I see that is most people, you can break their lives into two distinct parts, right? You have your work life,
sure.
which, you know, what's the stat? Like 80% of people are dissatisfied with their job. So why do you do it? I need money. Why do you need money to fund the other part of your life?
Uh-huh.
And what's right. in that part of your life? Well, that's your experiences where you have discovery, fun with friends, good health. You got to go to the gym in that part of your life.
Sure.
And it's so, for as long as time's gone on, it's been the work life funding the fun part of your life. And
sure.
we have this bold idea of what if the fun part of your life could fund itself or at least
right.
help pay for those things.
Sure.
So.
At least add something into that bucket.
Exactly. Yeah. Not just be pulling from the other the funds, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Is it also going to, like, as I know you said, it'll give you points for taking public transportation, for carpooling with friends, for working out, for taking walks. What about other stuff like healthy eating? Like,
gets a little more interesting. It's kind of like you got to look at the technology and how we're able to define that or figure out that's
right.
what you're doing. Right now it's just location based, right?
Okay.
Using GPS in your phone.
Yeah.
Simple. If you want to get a little more intricate, you could create maybe like a beacon network. If you, you know, beacon off an area to get more accurate data on where they are. But stuff like eating, maybe it's as simple as taking a picture of a receipt. And it's like we have an algorithm that picks out healthy things there. It's like, oh, kale, give you some points for that. Blueberries, points for that. Chocolate bar minus some points.
Okay.
I feel like you'd have to give a lot of points for kale.
Yeah. You're definitely right. But see, like, a lot of these, like, fitness apps out there, right, it's all, like, very, like, you know, this is the perfect lifestyle. You got to go to the gym every day.
Yeah.
We don't want to be that at all.
Sure.
And those fitness apps, it's easy to be that way because you just go extreme in one direction.
Right.
You know, like, anything bad. The chocolate bar, there's no mention of the chocolate bar. It is bad. What we're trying to do is a little more difficult. We want to show you that, you know, there's balance in life.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard, though, because it's like, where's the line? It's the kind of gray area. But, like, you know, eventually I think it'd be awesome to have, like, a cheat reward on the app. You know, you go to the gym 5 days a week.
Now have a donut.
Now you have a reward to a donut shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because life's all about balance.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Like, that's awesome.
And the Niagara region is...
The rewards don't all have to be to sports places and think, you know.
No, you don't have to keep, you know, pumping that up, like... Let's have a fun life, you know, like have a beer once in a while, but, you know, go to the gym. And it's definitely very hard to figure this out, especially from a brand perspective,
you
know, like showing this balance. So that's something we're working on.
Okay.
How close are you guys to having like a finalized design?
So we have the app built completely for iOS
okay.
in terms of, and the gym model, going to the gym, getting points like that.
Okay.
And I think the plan is to build or scale up that because it's very simple to understand.
Right.
Go to the gym, get points, get rewards for it.
Sure.
And then once that's in enough people's hands, then we can start figuring out, okay, what is the next function you want? You want to be able to get points for public transit in that? Maybe that's something we roll out next.
Right.
But we're definitely going to take the gym
That would
model.
Be a great place for using the beacons.
Public
using like Bluetooth beacons.
Yeah. See, the thing
it
with...
It would be a bit more of a integration.
That's the thing.
But that's
right now it's nice because we don't need gym's permissions.
Yeah, you don't need to know anything.
We know where you are, where the gym is, and then we just need your permission to track where you are and then we can give you points for that. If we have to implement beacons and
other things start getting more complex.
Yeah. But I think public transit, at least something for like train lines and stuff like that, you wouldn't need beacons.
Sure.
Those are already, you know, on Google Maps.
Public information.
Public information. But yeah, yeah.
I think you can even get that as a file from the post office here.
Yeah.
I think you can get the train lines here.
Mm-hmm. How close are you to like an Android?
My Android developer is somewhere here and he's been slacking and it's about a month out still.
Tell him to
please
stop.
His name is David, so you know, David.
I'm gonna hunt David down.
I say, so what you're saying is Nakia needs to go find David.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
David are going to have words.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So, I guess now we'll get into the other question, how do you make money? How do we know that you're going to sustain because we love the idea and we want to keep using it?
Yes. So, you know, I'm a firm believer of build something really well and the money will find you.
Right.
Okay.
So at the beginning, we're not charging anyone anything, anywhere, right?
Okay.
We're just trying to make something great. Eventually, there's thoughts of maybe using a sales commission off the purchase totals made. So you have a Life Points reward. You come into my store and you redeem that reward and you spend $100. Maybe we take 2% of that $100. You know, we come in at the end of the month. These are all the rewards that are redeemed at your store. These are the new customers we push to your store. Because really, that's what we're doing, right?
Yeah, right.
We're acting as a salesperson for that business. So there's potential to do that.
Okay. Makes sense. So you've got some ideas.
There are a few ideas. Another, you know,
it's not where you are today. That's not what you're focusing on.
No, no. Focus on delivering an awesome product to our small community of where we started. And then from there, maybe we get some more interest and we can find some people to help us launch that across Canada and then move into the U.S. and all of that.
Gotcha.
Nice.
And then find the money somewhere along the line.
Twitter was around for 6 years before they even had a business plan.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah. There you go.
You can do it. It is possible to be around for a while.
Yeah.
And figure out the revenue model later.
Just might need a part-time job in the meantime, but.
Yeah, there's always that possibility. So yeah. What are your goals here at Collision?
Goals here at Collision, spread the word, get input on the idea. That's a big thing. We're not trying to push users because it's unfortunately not available on the U.S. Right. App Store. And then just have conversations with people and see what they think about the idea, see what they think the next things we should implement are, and just really get feedback on it. Have some fun.
Very cool. If people want more information on the platform, how can they get it?
They can reach us at info@lifepointsapp.ca, or they go to the website www.lifepointsapp.ca.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, we really like the product.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully Collision will be a success for you.
Yes.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.